is fantastic, but better yet, the service provided was exceptional. Did everything promised, would highly recommend.
There you have it. If you're after a great deal on a great vehicle, then go and see the team at Hutt City Auto World. Just look for the yellow flags on the corner of Railway Ave opposite Station Village or click autoworld.co.nz.
Building, renovating or just freshening up your home. The Home Ideas Centre has over 100 companies permanently on display. Free to visit, open 7 days a week, corner Hutt Road and the Esplanade Petone. And online at homeideaswellington.co.nz.
It is 15 away from 11. A note, Tim, I wouldn't have a problem with spending public money on cycle lanes if only these cyclists would use them. Yes, that's one of the problems. Now, Nick's, we teased just before the break, Nick's got a great yarn to tell?
Well, it's just not even a yarn. It's just to let people know. I mean, we keep hearing about how ridiculous the price of beer is at Westpac Trust Stadium, and we keep criticising everything. A friend of mine went to the Australian Open, you know, that's just finished, and it was $7.70 for a bottle of water and $9.70 for a beer.
Ridiculous.
And the water, you couldn't take a single thing into the stadium, so the sessions are 3 or 4 hours and 40 degrees heat, so you need some water, and otherwise you're going to $7.70 for a bottle of water.
So one of those like pump bottles of water.
Wow.
Yeah, you see, that's ridiculous.
How are you handling the heat, Josie?
I love it. I love it. It was 31 degrees at our place up on the Kapiti Coast outside our front door the other day. Yeah, I absolutely love it.
I see this morning Wellingtonians have to be prepared for their power bill now because everyone has decided to turn on the air to try and get some air for this week.
Oh, you mean turn on the air conditioning?
Yeah, yeah, yes. Just to try and get some cool air.
Or just be like us and not be able to afford the air conditioning thingamajiggies.
Open up the windows.
Open the doors up.
Just put the fans on.
What about night time? It's hot at night, isn't it?
It is hot at night. It's very difficult to sleep.
How do you keep cool, Tim, at night?
Well, the duvet's certainly gone. It's just a sheet now, I think.
Yeah, has the wife gone yet? Or you?
No, the wife's still there. Well,
a little bit soon for that.
That'll come.
It's an outrageous thing.
Just because you're hot. Two bodies. It's like
2 months.
Sleeping next to a hot water bottle.
How do you cope?
I stick my bum out.
That's too much information.
Beg your pardon?
Because then you cool down. The biggest bit of you cools down. The rest of you is very...
I can't even concentrate right now.
What's happened to the show?
Yeah, I stick one leg out.
Oh, God, that's even worse.
And that cools half the body down.
Actually, speaking of sleep, a listener has asked, Nick, if you could remind us this technique you gave us on the show last year on how to get to sleep.
How funny. I had the same problem last night. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I hadn't done this technique for a while and I had to do it last night. And you know what? I went straight back to sleep like that.
So
4, 7, 11. So you breathe in through your nose for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4 in through your nose. Hold it for 7 seconds, so the air's in your bottom of your lungs for 7 seconds, so you count to seven, and then you put your tongue at the top of your back of your top front teeth and your gums and blow out as hard as you can for 11 seconds.
Everyone's doing
it
now.
And you do that routine 4 times. So once you've completed it, you count one, and what I do is to count is I just put my fingers on my... Because you get into such a zen situation, you forget how many times you've done it. So I do it with my fingers and touch my...
I was just doing that. It's quite hard to breathe out for 11 seconds.
Well, you haven't got very good lungs.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you for that. The 4, 7, 11.
You haven't got very good legs.
And Nick absolutely swears by it. 12 away from 11.
Where can you bank on a superior shopping experience? A place where high fashion stores combine professional service and advice to help you pick the perfect designer outfit. Where shoes are to die for and spa treatments deliver a whole new level of indulgence. As does that stop between shops lunch, decadent cafe treat, or perfectly made barista coffee. You can bank on all this and more at the Old Bank Arcade, conveniently located on Lambton Quay.
Grab one.
Go on, grab one.
Come on, what are you waiting for? Just grab one.
Grab one.
Grab two even.
Indulge in the best of Wellington's wine, food and craft beer while enjoying great beats and a chilled atmosphere. Today, grab one entry to our Wellington Wine and Food Festival session on February 19th or 20th at Waitangi Park for only $29.95.
So you're going to grab one or what?
You'd be silly not to grab one.
You should really grab one.
You are going to grab one, right?
Grab one.co.nz.
Seriously, grab one, like right now.
The Wide Rapper Balloon Festival is back, lifting off from the 25th to 29th of February, featuring the incredible Albert Einstein, plus the spectacular Flighthouse, a floating lighthouse all the way from the USA. The Trust House Nightglow Show on Saturday, 27th of February, is a fun-filled evening of family entertainment, live music, night markets, fabulous food and crafts, plus a bigger, better kids zone. Discounted tickets available online through Event Finder. Just like Wide Rapper Balloon Festival on Facebook for updates. Wide Rapper Balloon Festival, proudly supported by this station of NZ.
It's that dreaded pet hair molting season. Godfrey's of Lyle Bay and Lower Hutt are here to help you with the best vacuum to pick up pet hair. Check out these great deals this weekend. Hoover Bagless Dog and Cat, $349. Electrolux Pets Vac, $150 off. Miele from $399. They've also got a range of pet hair vacuum heads for most existing vacuums. All 20% off, starting from just $49. Hot deals only at Godfrey's of Lyle Bay and Lower Hutt.
Oh, that sucks.
Hi, Pat Baker, El Cheapo Cars. We have a huge range of cars arriving from Japan every day. Trade-ins welcome, and check out our finance. Borrow $8,000, pay back $80 a week. Borrow $10,000, $100 per week. El Cheapo, 17 Raihar Street, Porirua, or elcheapo.co.nz.
Wow, it's gorgeous.
The new A1 show home opens in Waikanae, corner Hemi Street and State Highway 1 on Saturday the 13th of February. Go to a1homes.co.nz.
Just a few steps away from home.
Call 0800 8010 80 to talk back with Tim Fuchs on News Talk ZB.
With Wellington International Airport and Fiji Airways, flying Wellington to Nandi direct twice weekly at family-friendly times.
Remaining moments of the forum, Nick Mills, Hots and Knots this week.
Yeah, I want to just actually talk about the life of someone that although I had never had the honour, I would say, to meet, I have had the utmost respect for the last 30 or 40 years, and his name is Chris Kenny. He's a boxing legend in New Zealand, and what he has done for a lot of young people in this country and in this town will always be understated. He opened his own personal gym at Titai Bay at 5 o'clock in the morning. He took rough diamonds and tried to help them. He was kind of a rough diamond himself, and I'm saying that not ever meeting him. I had the pleasure of knowing his oldest son, Michael, many, many years ago. But this is the sort of person that typifies that thought of leaving the world a better place, and I say that with the utmost sincerity. This guy did more, or did as much as he possibly could with his life to make life better for other people. So rest in peace.
Life well lived.
Yeah, a life really well lived. You know, rest in peace. And there's an old saying that someone told me the other day: the universe shines brightly over those who teach.
Beautifully said.
That's lovely.
Very nice.
Actually, there's just on this, well, I'll make this my hot then. A woman who works in a hospice place, she said that the things that people regret the most on their deathbed are not spending more time with family and friends, and not making more of their life and giving more.
Yeah.
Well, they don't think, I wish I'd spent more hours in the
office.
Well,
Chris Kenny could not possibly have ever thought that on it. He has given more than any single person that you could ever think of back to society and back to our country. So, you know, it really affected me greatly when I read it, because I thought, well, he's kind of like one of the heroes of our city.
Very nice.
Here's another hot too. If only our Waitangi Day could be something that celebrated all of us and Māori culture in a way that, you know, after the World Cup, when the world sees the haka and they all get interested in it. And then virally, there's been hakas in schools, hakas at weddings. Mm. It's just been this wonderful expose of Māori culture across the world.
Hakas are protests.
Isn't, yeah, well, yes, that's right.
Well, they
imagine a parade on Waitangi Day in every city across the country.
Well, why shouldn't we have a parade running from Courtney Place to Parliament, a parade, not a protest, where the streets are
community
lined with people
groups,
waving the New Zealand flag.
Yeah, kapa haka.
You know,
absolutely.
When the last time
fantastic.
I remembered that sort of thing was when we had the Commonwealth Games in Christchurch in 1972, and they had that song Joined Together by Chris Allen. Was it Chris Allen or someone? Steve Allen.
Okay.
Joined Together, and that kind of really did make you feel like you wanted to join together.
And you can still acknowledge problems and tensions.
Yep.
And
the problem is that Waitangi Day, the way that we have come to know it, has turned into divisive, and we're all quite embarrassed.
You can't have two families defining the issues for Māori. Yep.
Which is why I sincerely hope that the Prime Minister pulling out this year will actually be the start of bringing back the 6th of February into being a national day. I really do. Thank you so much to both of you. Have a lovely long weekend. It is coming up now, 6 minutes.